All I can say to you is that, honestly, there are exceptions to every law. We're not a political club in the last analysis. This is a gathering for a lot of neighbors in this and neighboring townships who come here every year to get acquainted again. I wish I could see, as John Mack has said, see more of you in the course of the year. And it should not be taken politically if I say that I hope I will see more of you in time. But I can't help feeling that there are two things that we can and that we do think about every year in these gatherings. They're both things that have come to this country very largely in the last 10 years. We've got to know each other better, not just in the town of Hyde Park, but all over the nation. We've come to be interested in every part of the nation, in what goes on in every other part of the nation. We've become interested in our own geography. We've come to know something about floods and resources of all kinds of places that we never heard of before. And in the same way, geographically, I think we're coming very fast to know more about the rest of the world and to appreciate that what goes on in the rest of the world is bound to have an effect on all of us. On our own private lives, and our own family lives, and our own community lives. I think it's a great lesson that's come to us. We've learned. And in the same way, we have begun in this process of getting to know each other better to understand more about what we used to call politics when we used it in the good sense of the term. Not the old sense of the term, because that wasn't a very good use of the word. We are more honest today in our politics than ever before. I go back, not terribly old yet, I go back to days in this county, in this state, where honesty was not the best policy. We can remember events in our own town, in our own county, in the lives of those of us who are older that we're not very proud of. But there's come up a better day in the running of all kinds of government. That, I think, is true because I have been all over the country many times. I think it's true of the great majority of states and counties. That the choice of our representatives to run our government is a freer choice, a cleaner choice, and on the whole, a better choice than it used to be in the old days. And when I use that word politics, I am not speaking of just holding an office. I'm thinking about the relationship of people who hold many kinds of offices to the people in their country or their state or their city or their community. Do you know, for example, why and how I got interested in the problems of government in relation to old people? It was because, and this was many, many years ago, out here on Quaker Lane, there was a family of old people. One of the old gentlemen, had been the supervisor of this town in, I think, 1873. In fact, he had succeeded my father as the supervisor of the town. I was away at the time. I didn't hear about it until months after it had happened. They were very, very old. They'd mortgaged their farm up to the hilt and beyond it, and there came a heavy winter. And one day when the postman went out there, he saw no cracks. And he went in and found that one of these old people, they were about 80 years old, I think there were three of them, had gone out to the barn to milk the one cow that was left and had been frozen to death out there. And so they took the other two old people, the town did. They were perfectly sane. But they put one of them into the Hudson River State Hospital for the insane. And they put the old lady over in some old lady's home. The home was gone, what they'd lived in, and they were dependent solely on the care of the state in an institution. They couldn't live and die where they'd been born. Well, that wasn't so long ago. What was it, 15 or 20 years ago? That family, a fine, splendid Dutchess County family that had been here for I don't know how many generations, held positions of honor and of trust, and that was their end. And so I got thinking about old people, about the security of families in their old age. And then we began to plan, and we're getting somewhere with it today, between the state and the federal government. That's what we call, what I call, the security of American citizenship. It applies tremendously to old people, and it applies tremendously, and we haven't found the solution yet, to the young people of the nation. There isn't any panacea for that, because we all know we go through what they call cycles, up changes and down changes. Times when everybody's at work and other times when very few people are at work. And we tied over that. We've made a beginning with unemployment insurance. I am using understatement. You all know what I mean because most of us back home talk in terms of understatement. This year, for example, if you ask almost anybody in the audience, including myself, about the crops of the country, well, we say they're fair to middling, which on the whole means pretty good. When we ask about the progress of school or of health, we say, well, it isn't so bad, meaning it's pretty good. When we ask, is there much unemployment? The answer is, well, you ain't worried about it much, meaning that almost everybody's got something to do. And that is why, taking it by and large, as far as the comfort, the work of the United States as a whole go, things are fair to middling, which means, from our point of view, that they're very good. And in all this work that's been referred to of defense, there's one point that should be made very, very clear. And that is defense, of course, against enemies from the outside. But also defense within our own borders, our own communities, against things that can happen to take away from us what we've accomplished in these later years. And that's why I think it's pretty good policy to understate things in a political year. Most people understand what that means. We are not going to go back, I hope, in the next few years on what we've accomplished. Certainly this community. And we're a pretty good cross-section of thousands of communities in 3,200 counties in 48 states. we're getting on awfully well. On the whole, awfully well. When I think of the changes that have come about, physical changes, good roads, grand schools, perfectly splendid, proud of them, people coming from all over the United States to see our new school building, good education, most people have got jobs, and as I say, this cross-section of America that we live in and represent is a very hopeful sign, just so long as we don't let it slide backwards. That's going to be the big problem, a very simple problem, with, I think, pretty good prospect of having the good work go on. I was going to say something more about those school buildings. The fact that a famous American came back from the other side the other day, he hadn't been here for several years. I drove him past the new high school, and he said that's the finest example of architecture for a public building that I've seen put up in this country in the last 20 years. They're getting out in the magazine supplements to tell about what's being done in the way of building in Dutchess County. We're reverting, perhaps, to a, what do you call it, an idiosyncrasy of my own. That we should revert in building buildings to the old fieldstone that the original settlers used. I'm sticking in fieldstone wherever I get a chance.